This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Labor Department puts out its monthly employment report tomorrow and a new unemployment rate. It'll undoubtedly shape the way some undecided voters decide to lean on Election Day. We're going to get some insight on that today for the Attitude Check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
It's our weekly partnership with Gallup. Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport is here as always. Hello, Frank.
Good morning.
First of all, Gallup calculates its own unemployment rate, which you think improves upon the one that we get from the federal government. How do you do that?
Well, we do it as close as we can to how the government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, does theirs. We interview 30,000 people a month for another purpose, but we add on questions which we try to make as similar to the government's as possible and try to look at their formula and try to calculate our unemployment rate similar to how the government does it.
Are there aspects of the Gallup unemployment rate that you think make it more reliable in some ways than the official one that we talk about so much?
Well, I hate to say more reliable, but here's two differences. One is we're continuous, so we're constantly updating the 30-day average every day of the month so we can see the trends, not just having to wait for one to come out at the end of the month. And second, we don't go through all the gyrations that they do to adjust. There are seasonal adjustments of both their participation rate and also the unemployment rate. We just say, here's the flat rate that we're computing, and then also we will use what we think their adjustment might be, but we're a little less complicated than they are, which may be a good thing.
So we'll get the government's number tomorrow. What does Gallup's information today tell us about the job situation that people will have in their brains on Election Day?
Well, we think it could be a positive report. Now, when we look at the trend on our unemployment rate versus the government's adjusted rate, theirs is quite smooth and ours kind of moves up and down with more gyrations. But generally, we have the same trends, and both our unadjusted and our adjusted rates for October show a decline in the unemployment rate, fairly significant decline. Now, again, there's not a one-to-one correlation, but if we have to guess based on our trends, we would say it would not be out of the question that the government would report a drop from 7.8%. Tomorrow, even though the consensus is that it'll stay the same or maybe even go up a point.
So another relatively strong report, at least compared to the economy we've been experiencing in recent months.
That's certainly what we're showing in our unemployment calculations here at Gallup. If they don't show it at the government, maybe they've got some unusual adjustments they're applying this month. But certainly it looks to us like it's possible it could be a strong unemployment report tomorrow.
All right, a glimpse into Gallup's well-informed crystal ball. We'll find out. Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thank you.
My pleasure.